very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are on item six, PR 2022-7682, Sketchbot PS 2022-222. It's a lot of twos for Manuel Hernandez at 622 15th Street Northwest between Marble and Orchard. And Mr. Fierro, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your patience. And if you can give us an overview of what your client is interested in doing. And we cannot hear you for some reason. Your microphone is, I can see you're unmuted, but your mic is just barely picking you up. I think it's on, but it's barely picking you up.
Speaker.
I'm starting to hear you now. So I think we're.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So my client has four lots. They're all 25 feet wide. We want to consolidate the four lots into three lots. The property is at the intersection of Marble and 15th Street. And there's two existing buildings. Lot 1A is an existing
We lost you again, Mr. Piero. It must be a short or something in the line because you were coming through loud and clear and then you dropped out completely.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, great. So lot 2A, it's an existing building that's going to be removed, demoed, and they're proposing to put a new single family. Lot 1A, I'm not sure if you heard about or my summary on Lot 1A. It's an existing multifamily home. I'm not sure if it's two, three, or four units. But Crystal, the owner is on, or the one of the owners is with four units or three units or two. Lot 3A, they're wanting to a multifamily residence on it.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. Crystal and Manny, is there anything you want to add?
Hi, can you, excuse me, can you hear me good?
Yes, we can.
I'm assuming that is Crystal. And my dog in the background. I'm sorry about that. I think that is it. I think it was cutting out a little bit, and so I just wanted to make sure you guys heard everything on lot 1A. There is it's a triplex, so there's three units on there. And then lot 2A, we're going to propose to do two townhouses there. And lot 3A, in the future, there would be something similar that is on lot 1A.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. Let's get some comments for you, Water Authority.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. There are existing utilities on the streets that I don't see any extensions required. I note that each track will require an individual account and services, and that you cannot share private sewer services or water services. And if there's any abandonment of services, then it needs to follow the water department specifications. And those could be built with the concurrently with new service connection requests. Let's see, Platt. Oh, we like to see, basically it's a little disclaimer, and I put that in the writing about the existing public water and sewer infrastructure may not be constructed or sized to adequately serve potential future development. and that a lot of times is associated with fire hydrants. Depending on what you build out there, you may require additional fire hydrants, which might require additional construction of water lines. Also, any easements on the plat, private easements, need to be shown for water or sewer services. And that's all I have.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Hu? All right, let's go to code enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. This property is zoned RT and must meet the dimensional standards of IDO 14165C, table 511. The replat must meet all requirements of IDO 53, access and connectivity, and 54, subdivision of land, which it appears to do based on what I've seen. As far as code enforcement is concerned, proposed development must be designed as a townhome style or other low density residential development, as multifamily development is not allowed in the RT zone. And proposed development must meet the use specific standards or requirements as per table 421 allowable uses, depending on that use desired. Code enforcement has no further comments and no objections.
I have a question from Palmer. You're going to be with lot 1A having three units.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do we seek some kind of waiver since lot 1A has three units?
Lot 1A, as they are constructed, would fall into the definition of a townhome as they have shared walls. So I don't believe you would need to. I think that they would be fine the way they are presented. If I'm not in error, if I'm missing something, then I welcome other comments from the rest of the board. But I'm looking at that, and with having the shared walls, I believe they would meet the definition of townhome, the existing units. And it's my understanding that the building off to the east there was going to be demolished as part of the submittal, which was the one that was going to be problematic in that scenario.
This is Chair Wolfley. So, Mr. Fierro, have you, like, the new lot line looks like it's over a vehicle. I mean, have you looked at, like, you know, the access and parking for the lot 1A units?
So I asked Crystal and Manning to get with an architect so they could develop a site plan. My job is just kind of creating some lots for them so they could start planning it out. And if we need to, we could adjust the lot lines and dimensions at another time once the site development's a little more advanced.
Okay, yeah. And then the other thing is just looking at what the, how that would look on lot 3A if that were something like a triplex, and how the access would be. And then one thing for new projects, depending, well, I guess this wouldn't, they wouldn't each have their own driveway. So that, I think I'm gonna avoid my comment before I say it. But anyhow, we just need to see how the, make sure that the layout meets dimensional standards of the buildings. And then also, we'll get to transportation next, and I'll talk about that a little bit. So, okay. Let's go to Parks and Rec.
Ms. Cheryl Somerfelt with the Parks and Rec Department. We have no comments for this case.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Hi, this is Renee with Hydrology. Hydrology really has no comments except that any new construction would require a grading and drainage plan prior to building permit. Oh, and you need a cross lot drainage easement on this because none of these lots actually drain anywhere. And they all seem to drain to each other. So
Thank you. Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. 5-foot sidewalks are required along frontage of 15 and Marble, with a minimum 4-foot wide clear path around obstructions such as power poles. This area is within the downtown center and would require a 4 to 6 foot buffer between the sidewalk and back of curb. Please see street elements table 7.2.29 in the DPM. If needed, dedicate right-of-way such that right-of-way encompasses all public sidewalk. All work within the right-of-way needs to be placed on infrastructure lists and financially guaranteed. The alleyway needs to be widened to 20 feet. Right-of-way may be required. If access is taken off the alleyway, then the alleyway would also need to be paved. For future development, an approved TCL may be required prior to site plan for building permit or building permit. And as Chair Wolfley brought up, based on this aerial and as your site plan is being developed, you may also want to think about a cross lot access and possibly cross lot parking agreements.
I have a question on the 20-foot public right-of-way. So if they access it as a driveway, their driveway through the public alley, they need to have paved? And can we have...
I'm sorry, Mr. 3A? I'm sorry, you cut out in a couple of spots there. I couldn't quite make out what you said.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm on my computer, my monitor, speakerphone, and I usually have a different setup, so I apologize.
Okay.
So my question is, if they access their driveways from the public alley, that needs to be paved, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there any kind of cross section that you have in mind?
I would have to check our standard details to determine if we have a standard alley paving section. I believe we do, but I would have to check and see which one it was.
Okay. This is Crystal. Could I ask a question regarding the paving of the, okay, the alley? So if the alley, if we leave it at that 16 feet and access the driveway on Marble, it, would that be okay? And do we still have to pave it?
Ernest Armijo Transportation, if you don't take access off of the alleyway, you would not have to pave it. Now, okay. We always request a 20-foot alley for, you know, that's city standard now. As you move forward, if you're not taking access from it or doing anything with it, you can request a DRB determination to leave it at 16 feet, but you'd need to add some justification for that in your application.
Okay, yeah, I think we might have to do that, and I'll discuss that with Robert, but because of the plans that we have for the townhouse, the two townhouses that will be on lot 2A, the width of it, we will need that full 43 feet with the setbacks, and then the front of those two townhouses will face Marble, and that's where the driveway will be. So we wouldn't need to access it through the alley.
Okay, so yeah, try and get your site plan a little bit more solidified to where you can start planning these things, and then plan on some cross access easements and things like that as needed.
Okay, sounds good, thank you.
Okay, planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. So for planning actions, Robert, we just note that, you know, you'll need to get all the signatures from the utility companies and a map prior to submitting your preliminary final plat and us being able to accept it. You also need to get AGIS DXF file approval, but you can do that after acceptance and after, you know, we get you on a DRB agenda. You'll need to make sure you work with transportation, hydrology, and the water authority members on submitting the required items on Form S and get all of their signatures on the plat and get any associated submittals For example, if grade and drainage plan was a requirement from hydrology, you would need to get that submitted and approved before you could get the signature from hydrology on Form S, and we could accept your platting application and place it on DRB agenda. And Mr. Armijo talked about the sidewalk requirements and the landscape buffer requirements between the curb and the sidewalk, so I won't go on that. I'll just note too, regarding future development on the site, Mr. Webb put in a lot of just the standards that you need to meet for that site. So that's all I have.
Sorry, I have one more question now that you were talking about that. As for the sidewalks, does it have to be, is the sidewalks being required for all the way across Mountain and 15th Street? So not just where we're going to propose to do the new buildings, but across the lot 1A as well?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Sure. Yes, you would be required to do sidewalk and the buffer along your entire frontage of the lots.
Okay, and one more question on sidewalks. Down in this area in Old Town, downtown, there's a lot of like sidewalks that have grass rather than concrete. Is that something that we could like propose to do? Like do, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like it's a sidewalk, but like in the middle of the sidewalk, there's like either grass or a tree there. Maybe I could take pictures and.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
You mean like pavers that have grass in between them?
Some of the neighbors in this area, like for us, for example, we don't have sidewalks. But like on theirs that have like houses or townhouses, they have like a section like where it's just like grass or a tree. I'm not necessarily know if it's pavers or not, but maybe I could take some pictures and at a later time to show you guys.
Yeah, now Ernest Armijo Transportation, which you have to be careful with in coming up with alternatives for concrete sidewalk is that this what we will consider the sidewalk has to meet ADA requirements. So it has to be a smooth, an unyielding surface that meets slope requirements. So typically that's done with concrete. In some cases it's done with asphalt, but we usually prefer concrete. It lasts longer.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further questions from any of you? All right. Well, thank you, and hopefully this was helpful as you make some decisions and progress forward.
I have one last question. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
For the water, regarding like the fire hydrants, I heard somebody say that it might not be enough water. Is that accurate to say, or for what we're proposing, or like how do we know? Or that's what the fire hydrant would do is give us more water?
What you need to do is get what they call a Fire One plan from the fire department. And that based on whatever you're building, they would identify what kind of fire flows, if you have adequate hydrants that would cover your area. Again, I don't know what you're building, but... if you required additional flow, you might have to do some construction to resize water lines so that you would have adequate fire protection.
Okay, and Mr. Rundeck, let's go ahead and send them the DRB approval guide document just as a backup document. Everything there might be more than you need to know about, but it kind of lays out some of what we're talking about in a little bit more of a process step by step. And Mr. Fierro's pretty familiar with a lot of this stuff as well. So, okay. We're going to go ahead and move on then. We're on other matters and the action sheet minutes of September 28th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve those?
Ernest Stormy Hill Transportation, so moved.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec, a second.
And please vote.
The Sundry Hill with the Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Renee Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Stormy Hill Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of September 28th, 2022. Now we'll go to DRB members signing session for approved cases. Mr. Rodenbeck, are there items to sign?
Jay Rodenbeck, yes. So I distributed the infrastructure list that was approved with a minor preliminary final plat for the Blake's Lotteberger plat. I'm not distributing the plat this time because we got a major item that needs to be addressed. Well, a couple major ones, NDOT, New Mexico DOT approval, and then the recorded IIA. But I did distribute the infrastructure list, and it should be in Mr. Armijo's inbox. It's been distributed alphabetically.
Jay, I can't sign that. I took a delegation on that.
So you can't sign the infrastructure list?
No, because that has to be approved by DOT before I sign.
Okay, well, I'd say at this point, then we'll just end the signing session. I don't think we can have a signing session.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have anyone sign it until we make sure it's, we're assuming that it will be unchanged, but let's just go ahead and make that clear and then we'll sign it.
Okay.
And that's clear. Okay, for everyone. Okay. All right. And that was the only one then.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, we're ready to adjourn at 3:33 p.m. So thank you, everyone, very much for your patience with all the sketch plans. And